what's up? You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Jeremy Holbrook. He is the director of Big Idea Camp in Ashland, Kentucky. And Jeremy, we've talked to you in the past, but for those who maybe don't remember what Big Idea Camp is, or those who haven't heard of you before, could you give us a little bit of a background about who you are and what it is that you guys do?
Well, the Big Idea Camp, we are a nonprofit organization that partners with local schools by purchasing a national character development curriculum, giving it to the schools, and then we also, when we've been in the schools, had school assemblies, but now, over the last, 13 months, have been doing weekly lesson videos that correspond with that curriculum, because a lot of schools have been utilizing, virtual classes or Google Classrooms, and so they can actually push a video content out with the character development lesson. So we've been doing that. And then also for the last year, we've been hosting a homework helpers program. It's been a live, weekly live stream where, let's just be honest, when schools closed and parents were asked to be kind of that educator, we weren't the teachers, but we were kind of substitute teachers. That's kind of how it felt. Sometimes we look at those problems and we're like, man, I have not done algebra in 20, 30 years. If it can't be done on my cell phone, I don't want to do it as far as math. And so we got frustrated as adults. And so the Homework Helpers was a program where adults or students can take a picture of their homework assignment or specific problem or subject, send it to us via email or social media, and we connected, students and families with educators. And sometimes those educators made videos for those kids walking them through the process of that problem, or we just did it live on our live stream. And so, our goal was that families could enjoy family time and not let homework be something that just made their day frustration. So that was our goal, because as a dad and as someone who looked over my son's homework, there were days and I'm like, man, if I would let my non-understanding of this homework frustrate me, it could really harm my relationship with my son. So I just chose not to let that happen and get to the people who could help me. And I think there are times in life where we need help, and there are times in life where we can be help. And I think that's fine. It's easy to be, it's okay to be on either side of that coin. But at times we have the chance to be helpers. And that was what that program was all about. Let's help people that need help. And sometimes it's okay to ask for help. And so it's been a fun year thanks to coronavirus.
I'm sure that's been a big help to a lot of students. Now, I know you're based here in the Ashland area, but you're not limited to just the Ashland area, right? So, if somebody needs help with their homework and they're outside of the Ashland area, they can still get help through you?
It's unique how social media and the ripples of influence, what it can do. I got a question a couple weeks ago from a student in Colorado. I have no idea how that happened, but we had, an Algebra 2 question from Colorado. Couldn't really connect them with some teachers from Colorado, but we could hear, and we got to walk them through that program. But it's, the power of YouTube and Facebook and whatever algorithm happens to what people can see, whatever it is, man, I think God can use it in mysterious ways. But the fact that we can help kids 1,000 miles away is pretty unique.
Yeah. So with kids being able to go back to school now, when we're looking forward to next year and hoping kids will be in school next year, will the homework helpers be something that you continue into next year?
We're definitely going to finish this year. Totally praying about it, what happens next year. To be honest, I don't really know what a month looks like away from a month from now. Who knows what strand we're going to get next, but I think as long as our board senses that there are going to be people in need of help, I think we're going to do everything we can to make sure that happens.
Like I say, I'm sure that's a lot of help to a lot of students, so I'm glad that's something you guys have been able to put together and put out there for people that need it. But Jeremy, as students are beginning to return to school and as the vaccine is becoming more widespread and things are hopefully headed back toward what we all might call a little bit of normalcy, do you think that is going to end up changing the way you guys do things again?
Hopefully. Let's just say hopefully. I would love to get to the point where we're back in schools doing assemblies, but I'm not even sure that schools are ever going to go back to where they're putting the 350 kids back into the gym at the same time. What does social distancing look like 6 months from now? I'm not sure. But whatever, we're going to be adaptable to however the school needs us to be to best serve those students. And You know, my ears are always open. You know, how can we help? If the video series works, that's what we're going to do. If they want to do assemblies or rallies, that's what we'll do if they need them. But definitely, Corona's kind of, it's almost like throwing a rock in the middle of the river. You know, it makes the river fold around and you have to adapt it, but you still want to be able to flow in your stream. And that's kind of our perspective right now, is doing what we need to do to make sure we can serve these students and families. We're looking into some ideas for this summer. There may be some literal camp opportunities, maybe some partnerships with some VBSs that we're looking into. How can we help partner with not just kids, but families as well? Because healthy families is a big thing. It's a priority in our mission. So, you know, we're looking to find out how we can partner more than just classrooms at this point.
It's definitely a good thing that you're doing. I'm sure that a lot of families are just in that place of trying to figure this out one day at a time and kind of manage their way through this whole season that has been so strange and chaotic and different from anything that we've ever known before. What encouragement would you offer to those families right now?
You know, I feel like as a dad, when I dropped my son off to school a couple weeks ago for the first time, like literally looking back over the last 12 months, I think our son had been to school 14 or 15 days prior in an entire year. And so there is this overwhelming joy of, yes, finally back in class, kind of back to air quotes normal, even though it's not normal no more yet. But I think there's a lot of us adults who have had, and let's just be honest, we've had some anxiety about this. It hasn't been, you know, the greatest thing for us to go through. We've been nervous, we've been pressured, we've been stressed. And I think there's this weird side effect that as we send our kids back to school, we kind of feel so relieved that we get hands off. And I want to caution parents about that. I know, and I'm so proud of the parents who have stuck to it, man, who have just been there every day encouraging the kids. But even as we get kind of back to normal, I still want to just encourage parents to stay in it just for a little bit longer. Help your kids know that there are adults in their lives protecting them. There are adults and doctors and nurses and scientists and teachers that are taking care of people who are sick, working to find ways to keep things safe. And children need to know it's not their job to stop and fix the virus, but they can empower kids by washing hands and wearing a mask, but just to be mindful for what our kids hear and what they see on news and social media. We need to limit how much they hear and how much they see. And so right now, adults, even though things aren't back to 100% normal, let's still be a filter for what our kids hear and see, and we can still encourage them. We can ask them what they've heard, and then we can, and here's a crazy thing. It's always okay to tell our children, I don't know that answer. I wonder about that, too, if they have a hard question. But just let our kids know that their feelings are safe, whether they're feeling worried, angry, sad, or anything. So parents, continue to be that encourager. That is really, really helpful.
Absolutely. So if people want to learn more, if they want to see the videos you guys put out, or if they want to be able to take part in the homework helpers, how do they get in touch with you or learn more?
Easy. TheBigIdeaCamp.org, or also just on Facebook, look up The Big Idea Camp. Every Sunday evening is when we put out the video for the following week. And all of our videos can be found on our website as well. So it's all there.
All right. Once again, that's thebigideacamp.org, or you can look up The Big Idea Camp on Facebook if you want to find out more. I want to say thank you to Jeremy Holbrook for being our special guest today. If you are part of an organization that's doing something to bless the community, I'd love to talk to you as well. Send me a message at communitymatters@walkfm.org. And who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview. Also, if you missed any portion of this interview and you'd like to hear the full interview, you can find that online at walkfm.org. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.